But I wanted to tell you another story. About 6 months ago, 8 months ago, my little sister started a Bible study, and so I've been going to this Bible study. There's five couples and six couples. Anyway, one of them has a grandson. This guy's 16, 17 years old, and he's been coming. He came until sports started, and so he came several times, and he goes up to Remington. He comes back with stories about how he's talking to the kids around him. This morning, I got a text. Y'all are crying too much. I got a text that the grandmother sent out that said that his name's Duke. He was on his way with his dog because one of his friends went out Friday to a watershed pond. And he didn't come back, so they were going to go look for him. And a bunch of his classmates got together and went to the fire department in Potwin. They were going to go out, but before they left, they got word that they had already found his body at the watershed. So I don't have any idea where this kid's at, the one that died. But Duke came back again last week to the Bible study. He told us about being in class, and he was talking to a girl in the class, and somehow he had his Bible with him, and he started reading a scripture from the Bible. And she said, "I don't want to hear it," and kind of gave it back to him, said, you know, it didn't matter what Bible, she wasn't ready to hear that. So we prayed for Duke, and we prayed for that girl. And anyway, so I was getting in the shower this morning and just talking to the Lord about thinking about there's going to be a funeral and there's going to be a bunch of young kids there, and a lot of them aren't saved. And as I was in the shower, I was washing my hair. I've got a deep purple shampoo that my wife bought for me. So I put this on my hand and it's deep purple. So I put it on my hair, and when I look at my hand, it's not purple anymore. I got white foam on my head. And my that was conditioner. It's the same thing. It's deep purple. So when I get my shampoo rinsed out, I put conditioner on. Same thing. It's comes back. It's clean. And I thought about this funeral that's coming, and I thought about the kids. And I thought about thought about the blood of Jesus. You can claim the blood over your spirit. We all are covered. We're in Christ, we're covered with the blood of Christ. But when God looks on us, we're white, we're clean.
Amen. 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 We can go home after that. That was a good word. So Lord, we just pray for this family and this loss, even right now, Lord. We want to sow a seed even now for this funeral coming up, Lord. I pray, whoever's leading, whoever's speaking, Lord, I pray for the gospel to go forth in power. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the God of all comfort, I pray for this family even now. Just pour out comfort, God, in the name of Jesus. When one suffers, we all suffer. Lord, we pray for those who are hurting right now. We lift them up, God. This is on my heart anyway. We just want to take a moment here. Just lift up those, you know, who are suffering from COVID and sickness. I was just in the hospital parking lot last night praying for a 47-year-old man fighting for his life who had a heart attack while in the hospital dealing with COVID. Just lift him up by name, if you would, just from the quiet of your heart. Those who are suffering with sickness, we're just praying for protection. Friends, family members, despair, Lord. Prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective and accomplishes much as it is working. We believe, Lord, you hear our prayers. We're asking, Lord, for a hedge of protection now, and that this pestilence would be lifted off in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask for your kingdom to come and your will to be done in this area, Lord, and you would protect, especially the church, Lord, and all men, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen.